New Hampshire, I know there's more life in you than there is in me. You know, we have a lot of wonderful old stories in Maine that involve senior citizens, but one especially I remember that I like to tell. It's the story of an out-of-stater who stopped in one of our lovely little towns and was walking along the sidewalk when he met an old-timer who was obviously very old, a native. So he stopped and asked him, I suppose you've lived in this town all your life. Not yet. Then he said, well, just how old are you? Well, he said, this happens to be my 100th birthday. Well, the out-of-stater said, I don't suppose you expect to live to see another 100. Well, he said, don't be too sure. He said, I feel a lot stronger today than I did at the beginning of the first 100. Well, I've come here this morning to ask for your help. For some hard work and for some long hours over the next few days in the towns and the villages of New Hampshire, where I feel so very much at home because of my own heritage in Maine. We can make this week in New Hampshire a week to remember. We can win the New Hampshire primary strongly enough to tell the nation what kind of a president New Hampshire really wants. You know this state as well as anyone. Most of you have lived here since before I was born. And better than anyone, you know the stakes in this election. For 3 years, America's senior citizens have paid the price for Republican mistakes. You've paid for inflation with falling incomes. You've paid for the underfunding of domestic budgets with skyrocketing property taxes. You've paid for the limitations of Medicare with your hard-earned savings. And you've paid for the failure to fight crime by falling victim more than any other age group in shocking numbers to robberies and mugging. This week, you can start to change all that. You can start to elect a candidate who shares what you know about the uncertainties of being elderly and the opportunities age could offer if more people care. I don't accept a society where age builds barriers and imposes loneliness. I can't accept a society which turns its back on half a century of service and contribution. I will accept nothing less than a society which guarantees security after retirement. And no one in this room should ever have to settle for anything less. And so don't settle this week, this year, or at any time for anything less than that. So I ask you to get out and work this week. Work and vote for the security that should be yours by right. Work and vote for stronger social security, for a decent standard of life for every older American. We need a 20% increase in Social Security benefits to catch up with inflation and to catch up with inflation in living costs generally and the cost of medical care specifically. But we need more than that. We need to guarantee automatic Social Security increases whenever the cost of living rises. And we've got to get the aged ahead of inflation, and we've got to keep you ahead. Then I ask you to work and vote for housing security, for relief from the property taxes that are driving too many older Americans out of their homes, revenue sharing and fair assessment of property taxes will help to ease the burden. But we need more than that. We need, and I've proposed, a new billion-dollar housing security system to help pay the taxes, to help meet the mortgage payments, and to help pay the rents the aged cannot pay for themselves. The least we can do for them is to let them keep the homes they earned over long lifetimes. And that's what I intend to do as President of the United States. This Tuesday, you can also vote for medical security, for a health care system that will serve your needs without swallowing your savings. We need a comprehensive national health insurance plan to take the dollar out of medicine once and for all. But we need more than that. We need new programs to treat your ailments, clinics built where you live, not 15 or 20 miles away, and healthcare teams to bring medical aid to the elderly who cannot leave their homes. As a senator, I have proposed these programs, and as president, I intend to fight for every one of them. And finally, you can vote this Tuesday for a chance for personal security, to live your lives in safety and without fear. I understand that this may be a more serious problem in more crowded and urban states, but I'm sure it is a problem everywhere. We need an all-out attack on crime in America. That means more policemen with better training and equipment, and reform in our courts and our prisons. But we need more than that. We need something I proposed over a month ago, a special new program to protect the elderly, to put special police patrols in your neighborhoods, and to indemnify the aged for the losses they suffer from crime. Our elderly must never again feel helpless against the criminal, and fear must never again be a companion of old age. Older Americans have waited too long for the security they deserve. Now you can work for that security, and you can defeat Richard Nixon. You've seen more in your lifetime than most generations dreamed of seeing, good and bad. You've seen the horse and buggy age, and you've seen us reach for outer space. You saw a nation of soup kitchens and bread lines staggered by the Great Depression, and you've helped that nation rebuild itself into the richest country in human history. You saw America stunned at Pearl Harbor, and you've helped us get up off the mat and preserve the cause of freedom in the world. You have seen America grow with all its problems, from a second-rank nation to the nation of the greatest opportunity for men and women on this earth. After all these experiences, after the years of work and sacrifice, are you going to settle for anything less than the best retirement opportunity on earth? I know you're not, and you can say so in the next few days. You can go out and tell New Hampshire and the people of New Hampshire how to vote in this election, and they will listen to the voice of experience. Tell your neighbor how important it is to you and to them. Tell them to use their votes next Tuesday to elect a new president of the United States. That is what's at stake in the New Hampshire primary. And I've tried this morning to talk not in emotional terms, not in terms that conceal or hide the issues, but in terms that relate to what I've come to learn are your very real problems. I think the four approaches to security which I've outlined here for the elderly this morning relate to those very real problems. You need security in all those areas. And by security, we mean freedom from fear, freedom from uncertainty, freedom from hunger, and freedom to think in terms of the dignity and the security of old age. It should not be a time of fear. It should be a time of contemplation, of successful lives, lives which have enriched your family and your communities and the nation. It should be a time when you can be free to explore the opportunities of achieving satisfaction, openness, and yes, enrichment of your remaining years. This country has a responsibility to make it so. So I commit myself to that. And as we look ahead to the future, not simply next Tuesday, which involves my political faith, but the months and the years beyond that, I wish you luck, and I promise you my assistance and my help and my unceasing effort along the lines I've indicated this morning, whatever happens next Tuesday. Thank you very much. Been suggested that you may have some questions you might like to ask. If you have, I'd have no objection to taking them, and I guess we have a little time. Well, I heard one here. Young lady said, I hope you win. Thank you very much. Well, I'd like to have you all in teams with me. Thank you very much, and bless you, sir. I'd take them home the first day I could get them home.
citizens, what has the government done to accelerate the wants of the senior citizens in regard to the most important thing, which is health, hospitalization? In other words, this Social Security era, the main thing that involves these people, they got twice $64 that they have to pay, which they can't afford. Now, this is a little question, but I believe the wealth and the health of a person depends upon going into a hospital and not worrying about their bill.
I agree with that. Let me say this. I'm sure that you all did not hear the question, and I may not be able to repeat it word for word, but the question, first of all, makes a point, and that is that up to now, we haven't dealt adequately with the health needs of senior citizens. And secondly, what can we do now? Well, I touched that briefly in my prepared remarks, but let me say first, that with President Kennedy and many others, long before 1960, we fought to get Medicare and Medicaid written into the law. Now, that was an important first step, and it took almost a decade of effort to get that written into law. It was our hope that when we wrote it into law, that as we developed experience, we'd improve it so that it would more effectively deal with the health needs of the elderly. What has intervened is inflation. Inflation, which has made it less helpful than it was when it started. So I think what we need now is comprehensive national health insurance, which will take all of these problems off the shoulders of senior citizens as well as other Americans. I think in addition to that, we need not only a way of financing the cost of health care for the elderly, but we need to improve the services that are available to people who are bedridden and can't leave their homes. They ought not to be deprived of health care. Or to people who live in remote areas where health facilities are not readily available, we need to deal with that problem by providing clinics and even mobile health teams to bring health care to them. In these ways, we can build upon what we started in 1960 and 61. You have another question, sir?
Do you realize that the average person here is losing all their savings that they have put away for years to help them in their senior years? With this inflation, their dollar is worth about $3 plus or minus. Their buying power has been cut down. Their taxes is rising, which is cutting it down further. Now, this is one of the most important things that these people have saved for maybe 40 years that is going down the drain today. What can we do?
Well, I've suggested three things this morning that we can do. First of all, of course, to raise the level of Social Security benefits by 20% across the board, increase the minimum payment, and build in a cost of living clause so that as the cost of living rises, your benefits rise. That's one thing we can do. Secondly, we can enact this program of national health insurance. And thirdly, I proposed, in addition, a new program that I introduced 3 or 4 weeks ago, a program that I call Housing Security, which would make available regular monthly payments to help the elderly with property tax payments or mortgage payments or rental payments that reflect property taxes. Because more than any other group, senior citizens feel the impact of these rising property taxes. And I hear this not only in my own state, but here in New Hampshire and across the country. So I think we need a specific program to deal with that. I proposed it and will fight for it. So in these three ways, and there are other ways we can improve Medicare. For instance, we can pick up the cost of prescription drugs. We can eliminate the cost of Medicaid. These are additional things that we can and should do. Yes, sir, you have another question?
This is my last question. I don't want to be a pest.
You're not a pest.
What are we going to do with our house taxes involving elementary and high school that we have to pay, where right now the benefits are not helping us? Tax relief on our house tax. I agree with what you have projected today. With many questions I was going to ask, but I'm not going to ask. But this is important. It will be taxed out of our towns.
Well, this is why I proposed the program I just told you about, to provide a federal program to help you make those payments.